W4DJW, pulling up the club announcements. W4DJW clear.
4DJW, KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, W4DJW.
Club 2 this morning.
Just getting ready for work. Starts in an hour. So just doing what I can on my list of repeater work until time to stop and put down my pencil and go to work.
Oh, I might be losing my mind, but I thought I heard somebody on the repeater yesterday, and he punched in a couple of tones, and it set them up for something about checking into the net. Do you know what that's about?
Yeah, that's the pre-net check-in, right? So if you're not going to be around at net time, like you get up really early in the morning and the net is just too late for you, but you'd still like to participate, let everybody know you're still there, you're alive and kicking, you're doing well, you're supporting the club, then you can go check in. You can go do a pre-check-in, and you'll be included at the time of the net. If you go to the club website, right there on the main page, there's a net pre-check-in button on the main menu across the top. Once you get past the picture, right, once you scroll down past the picture, it'll be at the top of the menu item. It's called pre-net check-ins. Click on that, fill out your information, hit the submit button, and you'll be included in the net even if you're not going to stay up that late.
So that would be a daily, something you'd have to do just on days that you couldn't check in. It's not a one-time thing, and then you're automatically checked in every day.
That's correct. You have to do it every day. And if you do that, then it's probably not a good idea to manually check in, too, because then there's a possibility of you getting counted twice, and you don't want to do that. So one or the other.
Hey, nobody wants two of me. So lordy, lordy. Yeah, I just heard that, and now that you mention it, I remember saying something about it was on the Blue Ridge website. So you doing all right?
We are sheltering in place. Today makes 1 week that Amy's car has been parked in the driveway and hasn't been started, and neither has mine. The lawnmower's getting more miles on it than both cars. So for me, it's about the fourth week. For her, it's the end of the first week that she's been working. Well, I guess, no, it was halfway through the second week. But she did move her car one time, and it was last Thursday. So today makes 1 week. Neither one of us has started a car engine.
It's simple. You just take your key out there or your key fob and either turn the key or push the button, and it's really not difficult at all.
Now, what is more difficult is not doing it, right? And it's not really difficult for me at all, unless I know that I can't do it. And then that makes me kind of antsy, but that's okay. I just get on to other things and don't think about it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you. My mower is getting more miles than my car. However, I did have to pick up some prescriptions yesterday, I get mine at the hospital. You know, they have a pharmacy, a Memorial that's inside there, right beyond the food court. And but they're set up there at the back entrance to anyway, to where they do some rehab. I can't think of the name of it. Marshall Pickens. And so they're set up there, and they got a drive-through line, and you can even call ahead, and they'll have it. They've got a thing, a rack out there, and they'll have it hanging up there. And they've got registers and everything, the whole setup, so they can do the whole transaction right there, and you just sit in your car.
And what is that for purchasing?
Bugs.
Oh, okay. I do that for my wife once in a while, but I don't take any drugs. I'm not on any drugs at all.
Over to my house and I'll get you started.
No, thank you. I'd rather not. I kind of enjoy not having to keep up with it. I know one day I'll probably have to do it, but I want to push that out as far as possible.
Amazed. I mean, you're only 2 years younger than me, so you're doing great. I mean, I just take the, basically, well, I would say the standard. I take cholesterol medicine, and I won't get into all the stuff I take, but I'll be honest with you. I don't like taking medicine either, and especially as many as I have to take. There's a few items on the list I really like to be able to check off and say I don't have to take that anymore. But anyway.
So how are you guys doing? Are you handling shelter in place at well?
Yeah, I'm getting some, things around the house that I've neglected, and then the yard. My wife has laid the law down and said I couldn't go to Lowe's or anything. And my neighbor said he went to Lowe's the other day, and he said there was tons of people in there, and I said it's crazy. I thought they were limiting the number of people that could go in, but anyway, and because I need to build a ramp for my storage building, it's not going to be anything elaborate, but I just need some wood. Actually, I'm going to buy that stuff that's it looks like wood, but it's not, so I don't have to paint it and it doesn't rot. And they do that, and I got sweet gum trees, and I got sweet gum balls all over the backyard, and it's on a hill. And man, I tell you, the other day I was cutting grass, and I stepped on some of those, and I lost my footing, and the mower, I fell, and the mower flipped over upside down, and it was still running. My arm was hung in the safety thing. I couldn't lift it. I finally lifted it up enough to where it cut off, but the way I had seen the way it was, but it was contorted, in such a way that the safety thing was being held up against the handle, and it was just running upside down. I figured the oil would choke it out, but I figured it would smoke like crazy when I turned it back over and started it up, but it didn't. It's an overhead valve engine, but I don't know why that would make any difference.
W4DJW. Well, that's thankful that you didn't get a leg whacked with that blade. That would do a lot of damage. Glad that didn't happen. Yeah, I would have thought the downdraft carburetor would have flipped upside down. The fuel would have gone to the other side of the bowl, the top side of the bowl, and starved it out. I guess it had to sit there and run for a little while to starve out what was in the tube that's going over to the Venturi. But you'd think that wouldn't happen unless you have like a fuel-injected lawnmower. But anyway, I'm going to have to go get ready for work. She's going to do her drive in to work here in a few minutes, which I always walk her out to her car when she does that. And now I just walk her downstairs to her office in the sunroom that she's got set up. So, and tell her to have a safe drive into work. It's out the bedroom, down the stairs, or route down the hall, across the den, and into the sunroom. That's her new trip to work. Anyway, I'm going to have to bug out, David. Good talking to you. Be safe. Watch those sweet gum balls. I got one of those trees, and I spent a whole lot of time, two lawnmower cuts ago, after cutting the grass, using the blower to blow all them balls off to the edge, off into the woods in the backyard. They are a pain. I know what you mean. I wish I would have cut that tree down when I was cutting down 24 trees in the past. But anyway, it's a pretty tree. Anyway, take care, David. KB4CBA, W4DJW.
I'd like to cut it down, but this has got my HF fans in it. There's three of them, and my HF antennas run across the three, and then the fourth tree is an oak tree, so it's not a problem. But I just need to keep them raked up, and got them raked up now. I just need to get some bags to put them in, and I'll be set. Well, you go to work, and be productive and be safe out there. And yeah, my wife's still having to go into work. She's a essential employee at Prisma Health. Anyway, 73s, and we'll talk to you later. W4DJW, KB4CBA. Thank you.